What happens to a long marriage when the wife's memory of the relationship begins to be erased by Alzheimer's disease? That's the premise of the new movie Away From Her, which is based on an Alice Munro short story. My guest Sarah Polley wrote and directed the film. It's the first time she's directed a feature-length film. She's been acting since childhood and is best known for her starring roles in Adam Egoyan's films Exotica and The Sweet Hereafter. Away From Her stars the Canadian actor Gordon Pinsent and Julie Christie. It's a rare starring role for Christie. She doesn't make many movies anymore. In the 60s and 70s, she starred in such films as Dr. Zhivago, Don't Look Now, Shampoo, and McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Let's start with a scene from Away From Her. Fiona and Grant Anderson have been together nearly 50 years. But now that Alzheimer's symptoms are worsening, they have agreed she should move to an Alzheimer's facility where she can be taken care of. The facility has an enforced 30-day waiting period before anyone can visit. When Gordon returns after 30 days, Fiona has forgotten who he is. She thinks he's another resident with Alzheimer's, and she tells him about her new male friend, who she actually thinks she knew when she was a child visiting her grandparents. She describes to Gordon where her grandparents lived.
Fiona, I know where your grandparents lived. It's where we lived. We live.
Really? I better go back. He thinks he can't play without me sitting there. It's silly. I hardly know the game anymore. I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me.
Will you be through, sir?
We should be. I mean, it depends. If you ask that grim-looking lady over there nicely, she'll get you a cup of tea.
No, I'm fine.
I can leave you then? You can entertain yourself? Must all seem strange to you. But you'll be surprised how soon you get used to it. You'll get to know who everybody is. Except that some of them are pretty well off in the clouds, you know. You can't expect them all to get to know who you are.
Sarah Polley, welcome back to Fresh Air. Why did you want to make a movie about the effects of Alzheimer's disease on a marriage when you're still in your 20s and you're not going to be facing this anytime soon?
I think in a way it's probably precisely because of my age that I was really interested in looking at this story and wanting to make it into a film. I found it when I first read the Alice Munro short story that it's based on, The Bear Came Over the Mountain. I found it to be the most kind of profound and interesting portrait of love and of a marriage that I'd ever read. And I think it's because I was at the beginning of a relationship and the beginning of what was to become a marriage that this just seemed like such an interesting way to spend my time, to be thinking about what it might look like after 44 years.
Part of what the movie's about is how do you express your love to someone who no longer even realizes that they're married to you?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the nature of jealousy when your wife has Alzheimer's and seems to be bonding with another man who also has Alzheimer's, and neither of them comprehend that they're that there's another person in their life, that they're married already. Were you interested in that? Like, what is the nature of jealousy when the person who you love has no memory anymore?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think what was so compelling to me about the story was that it was this incredibly intricate portrait or exploration into the nature of unconditional love. And what does it mean to kind of give of yourself in a way that will not be acknowledged. And I think in the case of this story as well, another really fascinating part of it to me was the idea of this man's guilt, that he has not always been a saintly husband, that, you know, there have been wounds that he's perpetrated in the past and affairs that he's had, and that there's this strange, almost poetic justice that he perceives in her forgetting him and seemingly falling in love with another man in front of his eyes. So I think that for me, it was really interesting to see, you know, what do you do with that? In a strange way, for this character, I think he's able to discover the kind of husband he always wanted to be through her disease.
Now, Julie Christie stars as the woman with Alzheimer's disease in your movie, and she's most famous for her early starring roles in Dr. Zhivago, Darling, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, Shampoo, Don't Look Now. And you've already worked with her in a couple of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Hal Hartley's No Such Thing, and in the movie The Secret Life of Words. I want to ask you about working with her, playing somebody who has no memory, when in fact she has serious problems with memory in real life.
Mm.
I just want to play you a short excerpt of an interview I did with Julie Christie in 2002.
Sure. I think this one became quite famous, didn't it? It got written about a lot.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. I've never heard it.
So okay, so well, I'm going to play you and our listeners a short clip. Now, she told me that she had bad memory problems and that a neurologist told her she had what was described as autobiographic amnesia, meaning it's hard for her to remember parts of her own life.
Mm.
So she really couldn't answer my questions about her classic films because her memories just weren't clear enough to talk mm-hmm. about that part of the past. And here's one of the things she had to say.
I've always had a problem with my memories. Ages and ages ago, I have a problem doing plays for that reason. I was doing we were doing Uncle Vanya on Broadway. Now, when was that? I can't remember dates at all, so I can't tell you when it was. And remembering those lines was a nightly horror, so it took away from the actual acting, and I really have a real problem remembering lines. Of course, in films, it's not nearly as serious, but it's still there. I mean, you still have to remember and say things.
Now, you're not that interested in making a lot of movies. You're very selective, and you're just as happy to work very little. If you didn't feel that way, if you wanted to work a lot more, I imagine this is a subject you wouldn't be very comfortable talking about. It's something you might be covering up, in fact.
What, my memory?
Yeah.
Never thought about it. you mean because the director of my dreams might not hire me? Don't
exactly.
worry, director of my dreams,
exactly.
I'll pull it off. No, well. You know, if somebody what listens to this and thinks they don't want to hire me because of my memory, I don't think they would because, you know, they know, they've seen me. They know what they want. Memory or no memory, people know what they want. The memory doesn't get in the way of what the audience sees. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It gets in my way, but not in the way of what the audience sees.
That's an excerpt of an interview I recorded with Julie Christie in 2002. And Christie is now starring in Sarah Polley's new movie, Away From Her, and Christie plays a woman who has Alzheimer's disease. So, Sarah, when you cast Julie Christie, who you'd already worked with in a couple mm-hmm. of films, did you know about her memory problems and the problems that she would have learning lines for the movie?
Well, what's interesting is actually just before I read this short story, I think that that interview you just played got actually written about, and it was sort of taken totally out of context in a few papers, I think in England, that reported that Julie Christie had Alzheimer's disease and, you know, her son was very confused and, you know, she doesn't have a son. So it was kind of, you know, this really hysterical thing. And it was, I think, quite hurtful and pretty upsetting for her that it had been taken out of context in that way. And she wrote a brilliant rebuttal to it in The Guardian.
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah. No, that interview became quite sort of infamous in a way. And I think that, you know, yes, I know about Julie's concerns about her memory. I have not, to be honest with you, noticed in my relationship with her any significant signs of memory loss. And on this film, she didn't forget a single line and she had whacks of dialogue. So I haven't experienced it firsthand, but I know that she feels she has, you know, a very big problem with her memory. I haven't noticed that myself. But I did think of that when approaching her with this, because I know it's something she's concerned about. But I also thought of it in the context of that, you know, really awful story being written. And in a strange way, this being a bit of a middle finger to that guy, you know, that's like she's so kind of fine with that kind of thing that she's sort of willing to embrace playing this person without fear of, you know, people taking it completely out of context again. What I really wanted was that incredibly magical, witty, intelligent, ephemeral quality that only I think she has. And I think this character is someone who, you know, has this kind of quality of being incredibly engaged and incredibly vivid, incredibly conscious of the person they're with. And then a minute later, you're kind of chasing them a bit. And I couldn't think of anybody else who could play that in the same way as Julie Christie. So in a way, I kind of wrote this for her.
So you really did. You wrote it for her.
I did, yeah. As soon as I read the short story, I just couldn't stop seeing Julie's face. And in fact, the character's a bit older than her. But there's something about her mischievousness and that strange ephemeral quality she has that I just, I couldn't think of anyone else but Julie.
One of the things I really enjoyed about her performance is that she's still so beautiful, and watching her get older and still be beautiful, it's a different kind of beauty than when she was in her 20s. but it's still really beautiful, so it's a pleasure to, you know, to watch her face.
I mean, she's stunning, and it was funny when we were working, Luc Montpellier, the DOP, and I, we just kind of kept creeping up closer and closer on her face because it's just sort of intoxicating. I mean, you can't get enough of it. And she has, I think, a much more beautiful face and a much more interesting face than she's ever had. So it really sort of made us just want to sort of linger as much as we could on her.
This is the first feature film that you've written and directed yourself. Mm-hmm. You've done shorts before. Anna McGoyan, who is a Canadian director and writer, and you've been in a couple of his films, The Sweet Hereafter and Exotica. He's an executive producer of mm-hmm. your new movie, Away From Her. Did he give you any helpful advice in directing?
Well, absolutely. And Adam's been a big mentor to me. And on all of my short films, he's sort of been available to me whenever I had questions and has been so supportive. And on this film, he kind of, you know, was there when I needed him. So if I just sort of had a moment where I couldn't possibly know what to do because of my lack of experience in terms of not knowing how to communicate something or not knowing how to get something, he would be the person I would turn to. So he wasn't sort of hands-on involved, but he was always sort of available to me, which was such a great asset to have.
Any lasting advice that you remember?
I think it was, you know, there were a couple of like early moments, you know, in the rehearsal process where, you know, actors had a few script notes and I didn't know what I thought of them and I didn't know how to deal with it. And he just sort of gave me a long speech about, you know, not being defensive in moments like that and being able to really listen and yet be clear about, you know, how that fits into your sort of broader plan. And I thought that was sort of great. You know, it's the kind of thing that I think as a first-time filmmaker, you could become defensive in those moments and you would learn with experience, you know, that it's actually a really appropriate time to listen. And I don't know that I would have known that without him there. So
in the film, when the husband brings his wife to like an Alzheimer's residential facility, he's told that he can't see her until 30 days later mm-hmm. because that's their standard procedure. Is that a typical procedure? I'd never heard of anything like
typical.
That.
But it's not typical. No, it's something that I don't think is ever used. I don't know about the United States, but in Canada, it's not used at all in public facilities anymore. There are a couple of private facilities that have sort of similar recommendations that people go for 15 days or so. But I think it's something that used to be a lot more common. And if you read Alzheimer's books now, there is a warning them, you know, to not go to these kinds of facilities, which implies that they exist. It's a very important device in the film because that's the time in which Fiona forgets her husband. But, you know, it's a contentious point in the film because it's certainly not indicative of, you know, a norm in these facilities.
Okay. How did you find the Alice Munro story that your movie's based on?
I had actually just finished working with Julie for the first time. We did Hal Hartley's film No Such Thing in Iceland. And I was on my way home and I was in a plane and I, you know, there was a copy of The New Yorker that I think I had picked up. And whenever I see there's a story by Alice Munro, I read it. And this just kind of hit me. And I couldn't stop seeing Julie's face. And there were all these references to Iceland, you know, in the sort of subtext of the story. And it just sort of became a film in my mind. And I was so profoundly moved by this story. And I felt like I had so much to learn from it. And so in a strange way, I've always felt like I kind of wanted to make this film so I could walk around inside this piece of fiction.
Do you think you learned anything about acting from directing?
I think I learned a ton about acting from directing. I have no idea if it's possible to put it into use. I hope it is. Because, you know, it's an amazing thing to sort of like leave that very subjective place of an actor and see the entire process and see how that role sort of fits into the broader picture of making a film. And I worked with actors who taught me a lot about how to embrace, you know, a filmmaker's vision and how to collaborate. And they were so unbelievably helpful to me and never at odds with what I was trying to accomplish. And And I would love to kind of take what I learned from them and put them into my own process as an actor. And I guess I'll just sort of have to, you know, figure out how that works and how you actually take something you know and make it, you know, turn into behavior. I don't know.
Now, Michael Murphy, who co-stars in the movie, and he plays a man in the Alzheimer's facility, you know, somebody, one of the patients there, who develops this relationship with the Julie Christie character, and they've both forgotten that they have spouses already.
Mm-hmm.
He'd worked with Julie Christie and McCabe and Mrs. Miller, right?
Yes, yeah.
Did you intentionally cast them because they had a movie in common?
I did like the idea of there being a history there, I think, because there's an ambiguity of whether, you know, whether or not these two people actually knew each other when they were young. They seem to think that they did, and we don't know if that's part of their disease or if it's true. But I did like the idea that there was a kind of, you know, subliminal history that we have with both of them and that they have with each other that's sort of underlying, you know, those relationships. I mean, it's a pretty subtle point, but I did like that. And Michael Murphy, I think, is, you know, probably been in more of my favorite films than almost any other actor. So he was someone that I was dying to work with as well.
So you sought him out?
Absolutely, yeah.
Sarah Polley, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Nice to see you again.
Sarah Polley directed the new movie Away From Her.